So I'm here with Donegal Ladies manager John McNulty after the 9 points to 8 win in the relegation semi-final. John, it was a close one in the end up, but you've made it worth it.
Oh, it was. It was close in the end, and it was an exciting game. It was very to and fro the whole game, really. You know, there was never much in it. I thought the second half we performed well. We got a lot of joy on our push up and our kickouts. We didn't maybe make enough of it on the scoreboard for a while, but at the same time we still were able to take a few over, which made a big difference when it came down the final few minutes. And I thought overall the girls put in a great performance.
Yeah, just going into half time, I think it was 5-3 coming in with about 2 minutes to go, and then they got three in a row. It was probably a bit disappointing to be going in 1 point behind.
That's right, because I felt, you know, we had 2 points when we worked well for to get that 5-3 lead, and I thought they got those 3 points maybe a wee bit too handy on us, and I say I get 6-5. But we went into half time and we settled down and just, you know, continue to do what we're doing, and that, you know, we were working well and the chances will come, and it's just when the chances come that it's important that we take them. And unlike Waterford today, we did take a lot of our chances when they came our way, and so I thought I was very happy with that.
Yeah, and just on that second half, it was said it was very strong. I think it took 24 minutes maybe for Kildare to get their first point, and that really showed how good the second half was.
The dominance that we probably had on that, it was where you feel that you're 9-8 after that. You do with 24 minutes gone, and you still won by the point. That's where I would refer that we probably should have put more over the bar, and I mean further ahead at that stage, because a team is always going to get time to come at you, and you're always looking to have that lead on board to be able to see out the game. But in fairness to the girls, you know, they did really put in the work when they needed to get back and cover off that space towards them final minutes to make sure we did win the game.
Yeah, and that wraps up your first season in charge. How have you felt it's gone?
Yeah, I think for first season with the ladies, you know, it probably took a while probably to bed in last November when we met first, and you know, for them new management team to get to know you and you to get to know them, and that takes a while, and how we're going to play, and you get to training, and there's a lot of things you have to find out about the players, and we done all that. And I felt after the league and then the 6 week break, which was probably half given out at the time, that it was only one going into an Ulster final, but in hindsight now, looking back at it, I thought those 5-6 weeks that we worked very well as a team, and we got a lot of things together and went into that Armagh game in the Ulster final, and I think the performance that day was outstanding from the girls, you know, to be against the league winners. And look, we lost. Eventually, lost it by a point after extra time. But in that first year with a new bunch of girls like that as well, that takes time. And I thought they'd done very, very well. And then going on to the Kerry game in the group stage, I thought that performance in Baba Faye that day, I know it was a very, very poor day. But I think to draw with the All Ireland finalists of last year and league finalists this year was a big result. Unfortunately, the Waterford game, probably maybe we'd cut a few games that we were up for, and we didn't just get up to where we should have got to that day, and we probably would be still disappointed maybe with that. So again, we had to get that back and come together for today for Kildare, and we trained well for the 2 weeks, and we came with our game plan today, and we worked on things, and it worked out for us, and I thought we played very well today again.
Yeah, and just, I suppose, you could look at maybe the progression from the end of January when you played Kildare and lost by 4 points in O'Donnell Park. So today, it just shows how much the group has come along in those couple of months.
Without a shadow of a doubt, I would feel that big time, that, you know, how they've got very comfortable with each other and how we play, and, you know, they understand their movements together, and all those things take time. And thankfully for us, you know, we have a great bunch of girls there that really do put in that effort, and whatever's asked of them, they do it night after night, and I'm so happy for them today.